Blog Talk Radio.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? Look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes in the sea, or are you head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Pecan, or watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the mice for domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
County Courthouse Square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole is leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans, Packenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo, beside the Texas flag that she waved on today. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Good evening and welcome to a special edition of the Catholic Defender Radio Show. Tonight, with your host Don Hartley, the Catholic Defender, we will examine in depth the truths of our faith and why we believe them. Tonight, Don Hartley's guest host is John Carpenter, an expert on a number of apparitions of our Blessed Mother. Tonight, John will lead us in an in-depth examination of one of these apparitions. Here now is John Carpenter, who will tell us which of Our Lady's apparitions we will examine tonight.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Journey with Mary. Man, I feel like standing up and saluting after that patriotic duo. That was awesome. You can tell we're getting near July 4th and coming up next weekend. And I appreciate the strong American feel to those two things that were played. Wonderful, wonderful. So what we do with this show is we take a close look at the appearances of the Blessed Virgin Mary, wherever she has appeared in the last 2,000 years, and she's appeared over 2,600 times, so she's been busy, and this is for real, folks. She's been all over the world, not just Europe. She's been to Russia and China and Vietnam and India and Australia and South America and all over the place. She's been so many places, and it didn't matter whether they were Catholic. They could be Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, communist, atheist. It didn't matter. She would appear to any and everyone, and it didn't matter if you were the smartest one around or not too bright. She would appear to anyone. Because, as she puts it, you are all my children. No matter where you are or what you believe or where you come from, you still are all my children. As Jesus gave us his mother, mother to all. And she affirms that over and over. And so that kind of takes out the notion that just Catholics see her or just Catholics want to see her. I mean, it hasn't mattered. She's appeared to anybody and everybody, anywhere and any time in the last 2,000 years. So what we try to do is make sense out of all this. Many episodes have been well documented, some more than others, and some have more science done on them and more detailed investigations, and others not. But that doesn't make them less important, just less that we can know about them due to how well they were documented or investigated. But they still happened. And approval comes slow with the Catholic Church. They're careful. They're not saying that something supernatural didn't happen, but they want to make sure, after careful discernment, that it's coming from heaven and not from the devil. So they always try to make certain, and they give it a good test of time just to make sure how things go, especially if things are still going on there. They don't, not much of a hurry, because they want to see if it should change in any way or reveal itself in another manner. So the average length of time for an approval for an apparition story is 53 years from my calculation. Average. 53 years, with the shortest one being 1 month for approval and the longest being 346 years. That's quite a difference between 1 month and 346 years. It's hard to explain, but just shows you that there's just different reasons in different places for waiting and seeing how things go. So people always get upset if it's not approved yet, not approved yet. We can't talk about it. Well, you know, we wouldn't be around to talk about most of these if we waited 53 years. So that's just an average. So anyway, enough on that. So what we try to do is understand what's going on. We look carefully at the details, the messages, how she appears, when, where, maybe for what reasons in that area that she appeared. And she may tell us herself many times in messages. Sometimes we get tons of messages. And sometimes there may have been a bunch, but they may not have been revealed very much. Only certain select ones might have been told or written down. But the visionaries often get secrets and messages that they never do share or reveal because they weren't meant to be shared or revealed publicly for whatever reason. So there's just a variety of things that happen, but we try to look at each episode and make the most out of it, try to learn the most that we can, and we develop patterns, as you've seen on this show. The more you listen, the more you see it, the more you hear it, the more you realize that, hey, this thing is following a very distinct and very real pattern of behavior and operation and messaging and even warnings, very consistent. That's what you get when something's real. If it's made up or fantasy, we'd have 1,000 different directions and endless going all sorts of directions because it'd all be made up, all imagination. But that isn't happening. We're getting a very distinct, finite, distinct set of details that repeats over and over and over and over. And that's not because all these countries have heard these stories, because most of them haven't heard any when it happens, or very few, if any. So you ask most Catholics how many apparitions they know about, they might list 5, maybe 6. And if you're real lucky, they might be able to name 10. Well, this show has covered 100 different accounts, and we go through them nice and slow and give you quite a bit of detail. So tonight we'll be going to California. How about that? That's a short story. There's probably more to it that I haven't been able to get yet, but it happened in 1990. And we'll take a look at that in a little bit here. It's not a real long story tonight, but it's interesting indeed. It's very interesting. And again, we see some very specific and repeating details, even though it's a short incident, series of things going on. But nevertheless, worth telling about. So we'll be doing that in a few minutes. As always, I'd like to check in with our team, starting with the head of our team, the distinguished founder of Deeper Truth, Mr. Donald Hartley. Welcome, Donald.
Hey, I have to tell you, the reason why I had the two presentation songs with John Wayne and Johnny Cash at the very beginning is because of what happened with our Supreme Court and getting rid of Roe v. Wade, and that I am out there and I'm here saying that the Blessed Virgin Mary is asking for all people in Kansas to vote yes, and I do happen to have my co-host who popped on here on our Saturday night show, Representative Sutton, and take a moment to explain about the vote coming up about this pro-life vote bill.
All right, Don, you kind of surprised me here. I saw that you had called, so I logged in. This coming August 2nd, we have a huge vote here in Kansas. And what has happened? I mean, the world, well, at least the United States, is rejoicing over the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And I haven't gotten over that yet myself. But here in Kansas, we have an additional hurdle that's been placed in front of us, which is kind of like a state-level Roe v. Wade. In 2019, the Kansas Supreme Court found a constitutional, in our 1863 Constitution, found a constitutional right to abortion. Obviously insane, but we have to deal with it nonetheless. And so this coming August 2nd, we're going to have a vote on it's called Value Them Both. And what it amounts to is that it's saying there is no constitutional right to abortion. Instead, that's left up to the legislature. And I think in a representative republic, that is exactly the appropriate step for us to be taking. So on August 2nd, we'll be voting on whether or not there is a constitutional strict scrutiny right to abortion in the state of Kansas. The answer is, of course, no. And so we have to vote yes. We have to all vote yes, that this is up to the legislature to decide, not the Supreme Court.
How do you expect Kansas to respond?
I wish I could predict the answer. Here in my district, which is a pretty strong conservative district, we came out 62% in favor of Value Them Both, but I can't answer for the expanse of the state. I don't know, and I'm worried about it. That's why I'm pushing for it really hard, and I'm campaigning to get as many pro-life voters out to the ballot box on August 2nd as I possibly can.
Good job.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And that is why, and today, because this is, you know, the governor, Laura Kelly, she's a Democrat. Basically said that the decision by the nation's highest court would have no immediate impact on Kansas. That just as Representative Sutton was talking about, what they think is existing in the state's Bill of Rights. But that's what we're going to be voting on. But anybody who's been alive in Kansas in the last 6 months knows that we have an amendment on the primary ballot that would essentially overturn the state's Supreme Court ruling, or what they believe that it would be, and say that women's reproductive rights are, well, that's what they're doing. It's all. And so we have in here in Kansas, we got to change out the governor as well. But
oh my gosh,
thank you
yes.
there. Thank you, Bill, there, because that's excellent. And that's where we stand right now. And that's why this is so important to us. And we have Mike from New Jersey that is with us as well. How are you doing there tonight, Mike?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I'm just I'm wondering, you know, as John was mentioning all of the appearances that our lady has made, I just wonder how many frequent flyer miles she's racked up.
Well, enough that she can fly anywhere for free.
Well, probably enough that the airlines would probably go bankrupt if they had to fly her around.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, only you think that way. It's amazing.
Well, you know, with what you were talking about earlier there, John, you look at, I go to Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 17, and in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yea, and on my men servants and on my maid servants in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. So when that happens, here's what St. John says in 1 John chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are of God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world, but by this you shall know which spirit which confesses. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And, of course, that is centered in the Catholic Church through our Catholic history and tradition and teaching. And so what we're talking about tonight about the Virgin Mary, you know, wherever she's appearing or reported to have appeared, it's always important why the church involvement or investigation is taking place whenever something like this happens. We also got Doc from Tennessee. Hey, Doc.
Hey, how you doing? Got three things. Well, three things in a Bible verse. One, the flag. Every time I see a flag, I salute it, say two prayers, Lord have mercy, or thy will be done. And the second thing, all those people that see Mary that aren't Catholic when they first see her, I bet they're leaning that way when they're done. And the last one is a question. You said there was one that was approved after 1 month. What one was that?
That was in Zaytun, Egypt, a suburb of Cairo.
Spell that.
Zeitoun, Zaytun, a suburb of Cairo. And why it was approved so quickly was that they were getting about 250,000 people per night witnessing her. And when the committee went to investigate, the whole committee saw her.
Yeah, well, that kind of, yeah,
that's
okay.
That was an easy one.
Yeah. You know, I wish she'd do that in California and New York, man.
Or here in Kansas.
If California and you and New York had a mass conversion, if we all just say the rosary,
wow,
for those two states, can you imagine the impact we can have? Now, this goes to that Bible verse, I promise y'all. This is Ecclesiastes 15:8. Before man is life and death, good and evil, what that which he shall choose shall be given. Your spirit comes into existence at your conception. You're here for just a fraction of your existence, just a fraction of it. Don't waste it. Make the right choice. Live righteous. Educate yourself. But anyway, yeah. I was curious about that. Anyway, that's my Bible verse for today. It's a short one.
Thank you, Doc.
Well, I'll tell you what. Because since you were talking about the flag, check this out.
Yeah.
Psalms 20, verse 5 says, may we shout for joy over your victory, and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. And then Psalm 60, verse 4, you, God, has set up a banner, a flag, for those who fear you to rally to it from the bow. And so that
Amen.
Is, oh, glory. Oh, glory, right?
Amen.
Now. Yeah. Ain't that yeah. something?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Even back then, we was under attack. It never
yep.
stopped. We have been, Christianity has been under attack before Christ was even born. Remember the angels told Joseph to get the running? Before he was born, our Christianity has been under attack. It hasn't stopped. It hasn't ended. The devils are out there. There are another verse says, let me find it right here, about there are antichrists all over the world. I don't have it in front of me. They're out there. And we need to wise up and get strong. You know, get relearn.
Yeah.
Relearn it. And that way we can fight this battle on the winning side. We got momentum. We can't lose it. Oh, one last thing. Don't let it distract you. The Democrats know they're going to take a shellacking. They're going to take a shellacking in November. They need a distraction. What's a better distraction than Roe v. Wade? Don't let it distract you. Anyway, that's my last word on that.
I think it'll be old news by then.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I think that's
well.
I think what Doc is saying is, and it's a very good advice for all of us to not just rest in our laurels here, but we gotta get busy We need to get good America. We got to get people into the Congress. We got to retake the Congress and retake the House and the Senate. We need to do that. We need to get people in there, good people in there. People like my good friend, Representative Sutton, who's here in Kansas. And he's doing a lot of good things for us here and working hard for us here. And so he's got my full support. And so thank you there, Bill, for popping on. And this, and by the way, John Carpenter is has been my co-host for Journey with Mary for how long? About 8 years now, isn't it, John?
Oh no, it's we started January of 2014, so going on nine
wow.
years now.
Almost nine.
Wow.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
Every Sunday night.
Every Sunday night.
Yeah.
And it's excellent. And then tomorrow night we have the Eucharistic Miracles too. And with what we've just set up with this with the politics on Saturday night, and that's been doing very well. And because of this big vote coming on in Kansas and how huge this is for not just Kansas, but for the continental United States, because a lot of states are going to be going through this also, because that's what the abortion debate's going to go, is going to go to the states. And we need to win this. We need to get out there and have people vote yes. And I know that a lot of churches, Catholic and Protestant, are going out and trying to get and rally the troops to do this. And so I know, and coming from Bill, Representative Sutton's concern here, because he's been all over the state, and you get a feel for what's out there. And so Satan ain't going to take this lying down. He's going to fight every inch of the way he can. So that's why we have to like what Doc was talking about. We have to
to arms.
But we got
right.
And we get to vote. So we have a chance here. We have a huge chance here. And I agree with we need to pray, man, the rosary, to pray for our country, to pray for the ending of abortion. And that's one thing. Right now I'm dedicating 600 miles, carrying the flag, the American flag, and the Trump flag. I'm dedicating 600 miles, witnessing the over 100,000 people. Through going all the way through up until the end of November this year, and for 2024 until the presidential election. So that's what I'm dedicating, doing. And I'm honored to do that. And I'm seeing the results of what I've done so far. I mean, it is just amazing. And so we're so thankful, and I'm thankful that I can do this. I'm thankful that I can. With after suffering that stroke, but I'm what I'm able to do right now, it's a miracle. It is a miracle.
And I'm gonna get on you because I do it every time. You need to set up hydration stations, loan around, have them set up in place.
Drink your water, Don.
Yeah,
hydrate.
Electrolytes. They got power armor, body water. They got a million of them. Put one in your body in your. Coat or have it on a table as you walk by.
And I don't care if you're drinking out of a hose, 100 ounces a day.
There you go.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. And I tell you what, when this is over, we will celebrate. This is what this is all about.
I will be incoherent at that point.
Yeah. I tell you. So, well, hey, John, maybe since we're looking at California now, is there any message that is coming out of that that's pertinent to what we're talking about, or is it just kind of out there?
Well, you'll see. So we're going to California, and it's Santa Maria, which of course means Saint Mary. How ironic that she appeared there. Santa Maria, California, the year is 1990, so just 32 years ago, not that far. And it was May of 1990. And this comes to author Janice Connell. Now, she's written a number of really good books. She's very thorough and detailed, like regarding the saints and Eucharistic miracles and all sorts of things she's written about. And a lot of my books are, I wouldn't say modeled after hers, but are similar in that they're full of information. And she's just always got great books on different subjects. She did a real interesting one on angels, which was fascinating, a lot of detail. So Janice Connell is her name. And she was invited to visit Santa Maria, California, because a housewife by the name of Sadie Jaramillo, that's J-A-R-A-M-I-L-L-O, Sadie Jaramillo was receiving messages from the Virgin Mary. Now, the Blessed Mother desired that a huge cross be erected on a hill overlooking the town. It sounds like Medjugorje right there. Desired a huge cross be erected on a hill overlooking the town. So driving out to that hill, Janice Connell was amazed to find as many as 20,000 people, mostly of Spanish descent, assembled on the hill. 20,000 people were waiting there. That's just nothing. I mean, that's not just nothing. They were all dressed in their Sunday best clothing, the men in suits, the women in beautiful attire as if attending a wedding, and the children exquisitely dressed in white clothing, dresses, white shoes, white veils. And they were praying the rosary and singing hymns. It was very hot with no room to sit because everyone was standing on this hill. 20,000. There was an air of expectation and a spirit of joy in the air. So, hey, what I'm saying here is these people knew stuff was going on. They knew what was maybe about these messages and the apparitions and something. I wish I had more detail about all of that, but we just kind of come into the middle of this. And so they're all gathered there in their Sunday best, 20,000 people in the hot sun standing there. And suddenly they begin to exclaim, "Look at the sun, look at the sun." Because the sun was spinning and pulsating. Great rays of light of every possible color streaked from the center of the sun across the sky like lightning. Was just like Fatima, the spinning, the pulsating, the lights of color, just like that. Some people wept. Others tried to film the phenomenon. Others just gazed in wonder. And then a little girl, about 7 years old, standing near Janice, the author, suddenly fell to her knees and stretched her arms toward the sun, crying out, "Madre de Dios, Madre de Dios," which, if you know Spanish, is Mother of God. Two little boys, probably 2 and 3 years old, also fell to their knees. Great tears of joy fell to the ground from their little cheeks as they, too, cried out, "Madre de Dios, Madre de Dios." Their little arms reached up at a figure only they could see. I'll stop there just for a minute because this is another occasion where children could see her very clearly while the adults not necessarily. The sun was spinning, but the little kids, even 2 and 3 years old, were on their knees pointing up at the sky and calling out Mother of God. So they obviously could see her. And I'll just stop there for a second and see what reactions you might have.
Mike, what do you think?
Well, this is another selective situation where the children could see her, but the adults could not. Why do they have? Why is this line of demarcation used? Do you have any idea? Because we've seen this in other places.
Well, it's a good question. It hasn't made any sense to me as I looked at apparitions, because sometimes everyone can see her, sometimes only one person, sometimes only children, sometimes only adults, sometimes everybody. I can't really put any logic to it. I think it's just seems to be a choice here and there just to do it a certain way. It does get different results, different effects, because the adults are really impressed by what the children's reactions are. And that often makes the adults more stronger believers when they see the children so moved and reactive to something that they obviously are seeing something, all of them. So I don't know. I've never seen any logical answer for that, but it's interesting. Any other thoughts?
Well, I got one. On the kids thing, I think kids are pure. So
sure.
I would expect Mary to appear to the children more than the adults. A lot of the adults were too busy to see her if she was right in front of us. The kids are pure. And what's going to come out? And a lot of times, the information that the kids relay back is beyond their years or knowledge, and that's a testament to the vision.
Yeah,
And the fact that 20,000 people showed up, word got out.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. The word got out so quick. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. Can you imagine walking out, 20,000 people dressed to the T? That itself is miraculous. You know?
Like I said, we kind of come into the middle of this series of events as they're happening, and it's hard to find a whole lot on this. Obviously the people in that specific area know quite a bit. It's just, you always have to have someone that's willing to write it up and pass it on. And a lot of times it's word of mouth, or people just talk about it in the area and nobody publishes it or puts it out there for the rest of us to see. So I'm sure if you lived in that area, you probably would know all about it.
Yeah. Well, the beautiful thing about what you just said there, word of mouth, that's how the church started. That's been the lifeblood of the Catholic Church from day one.
Yeah.
From day one, that's how it got word of mouth. So it's amazing that that's still happening today.
Yeah.
Ever growing.
So going on here, some people claiming to see her were, I guess some adults were able to see her too. It says some people claiming to see her were trying to take Polaroid pictures. Walking up to one woman, Janice Connell, the author, asked to see her Polaroid photograph as it was developing. In about 3 minutes, the photo was fully developed, and there was a clear white image of the traditional figure of the Blessed Virgin. Wow. So...
do they have
Janice,
that picture? I mean, have you seen that picture?
No, but it's out there somewhere. Remember, this is 32 years ago, so sometimes it's a little hard to track it down because the Internet wasn't exactly up and running that strongly in 90, not at all,
in
1990. So, you know, it's probably been out there, but then whether anyone has got it to digitalize it or post it, once again, we have to depend on the people that are involved and they may not have any plan to do such a thing, but it's out there somewhere. But that's pretty cool that the woman took a Polaroid picture and the author goes up to her to see it. And sure enough, as it develops, there is a clear image of the traditional figure of the Blessed Virgin. So Very nice cool. Story. Very cool. Yeah. Well,
I've got a picture. I told you about the picture that I got when I we took at Medjugorje, Yugoslavia.
Yeah, go ahead and tell about that. And, go ahead. You got time to talk about that. Go ahead.
I was in the overflow crowd on day four that we were there, and a gentleman who I did not know tapped me on the shoulder, and in broken English, he pointed up to the sun, and he says, "I see the face of Christ." I looked up there, and I didn't see anything but the sun. And I had a friend of mine that was standing right next to me, and I said, "Go ahead, take a picture." And in that picture, you could see the face of Christ in that picture. And I've had that all over the world with me. And when I was getting ready to go to Saudi Arabia in the Gulf War, I made a copy of it, and I was putting it on my soldier's book. And my company commander comes walking by, and he sees that picture, and he said, "Sergeant Hartley, you can't take that to Saudi Arabia because we're not supposed to take pictures of Jesus there." And I said, "Sir, this is a picture of the sun in the sky." And he looked at me, and he looked at the picture, and he just kept on walking forward and just shaking his head.
Yeah. That was nice.
I mean,
it does happen.
I've shown it. I've shown it to many, many people all over the world. And I'll ask them, "Do you see what it is?" I'll ask them before I even tell them what it is. I'll ask them to see if they can see what it is. And most of the 99% of the time, people will identify it's a picture of Jesus before I say anything, because I want to see if they see it before I tell them.
Right.
So I don't want them to think, I don't want it to be, "Well, I put it in their head that way."
Right.
But I don't. And,
we've had a couple pictures taken, Mary's face. We had it in Medjugorje, and we actually had a very similar one pop up in Ohio that matched it. And then we've had other like was Zaytun, Egypt, when all those people were seeing her over the church, had several pictures from there. And, you know, so we do get photos, and it's interesting because the facial photos all look alike. They very much do. They don't look very different. They look more alike than they ever look different. So, you know, it's always a pretty wild claim to say you've got a photo of the Virgin Mary, but hey, it could happen, and it has happened, especially when those 250,000 people all saw her at the same moment, and then the picture shows exactly what they saw.
We got
that's
Kathy.
Pretty good.
Kathy from the great state of Missouri is now.
Yeehaw.
How are you doing, Kathy?
Hi, I'm doing good, guys. I just want to apologize for not being here more. Had a lot of kid stuff going on, but I wanted to call in and check in on you guys and make sure you're keeping the radio going till I can get back.
Oh.
We're always here. Glad to have you join
this
us.
This is awesome. And we have a new my co-host for Saturday night, Representative Sutton, is with us. And Representative Sutton, Bill, this is Kathy from Bourbon, Missouri. And she is good. She is great when it comes, especially when it's praying the Hail Mary in Latin. She can speak Latin when it comes to the Our Father and the Glory Be, and that is so awesome.
Beautiful. So. It is very nice to meet you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Nice to virtually meet you too. Glad you could be here with us.
That's great. Well, we just have a little bit left of this story. Like I said, I wish I had more on it, but it's interesting enough just what we've had so far with the spinning sun and the photographing taken and the little kids, 2, 3, 7 years old, dropping to their knees and saying, "Mother of God," and 20,000 people there, obviously they knew things have been going on. So, you know, obviously we don't have the whole story, but there's certainly something going on here with this Santa Maria, California. So here's the last little bit. Go ahead.
Before you make that point, the church has not made any proclamation about it, to my knowledge. And even so, if it's still ongoing, just because it's ongoing or it's not been, the church hasn't made a ruling on it, doesn't mean that the church has condemned it at all on that sense.
Right.
The church has not condemned it.
Yeah, trust me, if it was condemned, it would be in print. It would be clear. It would be known. Because they have condemned some, and those are clearly stated. So this is one of those. It's not been that long. It's only been 32 years. And like I said, the average length of time is 53 years, average, to give approval. So it's not been that long, and they're probably waiting to see what else is going to happen there. But obviously something's going on if 20,000 people are out there in their Sunday finest. So, all right. So here's the last little bit. A bird appeared to fly out of the sun and swooped down before them, hovering near the kneeling children. Then it ascended to high in the sky in front of them and became surrounded with and encased in pure white light. Then it seemed to fly back into the sun and disappeared from sight. It was then I've got a similar story too. It was then that the author, Janice Connell, realized that this day was Pentecost Sunday.
Oh, wow.
By the way, in Betania, Venezuela, there was also a blue bird that would appear, and Mary said, if you see that bird, that's me. And she has changed into a bird form on several apparitions. But this is pretty interesting. It goes up, and suddenly it's encased in a pure white light, just like Mary always is, and then disappears into the sun. And it came down right in front of the kneeling children that had seen her.
Perfect.
So it's like a way of responding to them. So another little treat in this episode, and I wish I had 20 more pages on this one. It just seems like there were a lot of cool things that were going on. But this is one of those cases where I just get a tidbit, a rare tidbit, and it's worth mentioning because it's very interesting, but that's all I got. Now, you might Google Sadie Jaramillo, the visionary. You might be able to track down some messages for her. You might be able to find some more information on her. You might even be able to find an interview. Go ahead.
I will go out on a limb here, and I will put it out here on Deeper Truth, that the Virgin Mary is telling all Kansans to vote yes. In this, I can say with good authority that she is saying vote yes. Our Lady of Guadalupe echoes that, you know, Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Well, we certainly know how Mary would feel about it. You know, we just had an apparition recently, just a few weeks ago, where one of her messages, if you remember, said, life begins at the moment of conception. Remember her saying that? It was in a message that we read several weeks ago, and I'd forgotten it. She'd made it very clear, and, you know, that was pretty impressive that Mary said that just in one of her messages from 30, 40 years ago.
And it goes right there with the Bible. You know, the Lord knows us as we're being formed in our mother's womb. I mean, the Bible says that. Jeremiah says that. I mean, you know, the Bible is very clear. And the church is very clear on this as well. And so this Supreme Court decision is so important. And we need to take that advantage of this here in Kansas. And I'm speaking it because I'm now a Kansas. I'm in Kansas. And we need to get that out there. So that's why we need to pray for our country. And the rosary, Our Lady asks us to pray the rosary and the promises. And do you know what? Okay, the month of June, the Catholic Church honors the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And the month of September, the Catholic Church honors the Seven Sorrows of Mary. Well, guess what? In July, which we're getting ready to get into July, the Catholic Church honors the blood of Jesus. Blood. And so I'm going to be starting on that. I'm starting a series of articles and radio shows on the blood. Oh, it's going to be good. I'm already excited. I'm already getting well on it, on my way on that. So I'm so excited about what we're doing here, Deeper Truth. Oh, gosh.
So next week we'll be going to, drum roll, Slovakia. A place called Litmanova, Slovakia, for 5 years of experiences, beginning in 1990, going to 1995. So 5 years
Slovakia.
There in Slovakia, yes. Not to be confused with Slovenia, but Slovakia. Yes, they're both real places. So, anyway, this has been a pretty amazing week. There's been so much in the news and so much that we can be proud of in terms of saving children's lives. You know, Joseph has saved, 1,087, I think, was his last number.
Yes.
Single-handedly.
Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. Yeah. And, I heard a statistic once that if you'd been born after 1973, the odds of you being alive was 1 in 2, 50% chance of being alive if you were born or were supposed to be born
after
1973. Cow. Yeah. Because isn't it right down
New York,
60 to 80 million?
In New York, they're actually showing that more children have been aborted than born. More have died, I'm talking in the black community, more have died as a result of abortion than actual live birth. And I mean, that is a staggering, it's sad, horrible.
That was the plan all along.
That was the plan
all
along.
That was the plan all along.
Isn't it about 60 million?
Margaret Sanger.
Yeah.
Did it really happen? I'm not dreaming it, am I?
Nope.
It's amazing
real, right?
Turn.
I mean, wow.
Mike Wallace did an interview with Margaret Sanger. And if I were in the studio, I'd have a copy of it. I could share some of it with you. But according to Margaret Sanger, the number one sin, bringing children into the world.
Wow.
Especially weeds.
Yeah. Wow. That goes back to that Bible verse I said. whatever you shall choose shall be given. So she's paying for that statement. I promise you that.
Yeah. Yeah,
she wanted to rid the nation.
God have mercy on her soul.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else before we wrap up tonight?
Right now, we're big about this, about Kansas, but we got a couple more shows that we're going to do, and we're going to be trying to promote. Yes, and we've been doing it. I know that. Bill, you've been out there knocking on doors and going around and doing trying to get, and I've been here, so yes. And out there with the flag and with the Trump flag, and people understand because I'm getting, I mean, it's amazing what kind of support I'm getting out there. It's amazing. You get a good feel for it out there. So I'm excited about it. I'm happy about it. Hopefully.
You heard
Be safe, brother.
Weekend.
Be safe. God walk with you. And get hydration station.
Bingo.
Yep.
Don't just drink water. You got to drink something with electrolytes. Otherwise, you'll flush all your electrolytes out. You can actually drink too much water. I've seen it happen. Drink something with electrolytes. Gatorade's all sugar.
Diet, Mike.
Yeah, I know. And I'm
Gatorade's
trying to stay
all
away from
sugar. There's stuff. I think it's called Body Armor is one. Powerade is another. There's a lot more electrolytes.
What was you thinking there, Bill?
Zip drop. Huh?
Oh, I thought you had were saying something there too. There.
I was saying you're an old medic. You're an old medic. Drink your drip drop.
Oh gosh, you know that.
Yes, I do.
We'll
put it in you one way or the other, Don.
There you go. Oh gosh. Gigi,
was
awesome. Gigi.
I just don't want anything to happen to him, man. We can't do this without you, Donnie.
We need you here. We need you here.
You need to stick around. So, I've been like this since I was a little kid. If you step out of line with your health, I'll tell you for your own damn good. Excuse the language, but I mean that's just me.
We'll get the drip drop in you one way or the other, my friend.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Well, this is good. Well, before we end up, I do want to hear Kathy do the Hail Mary in Latin. That would be awesome, too, after John's Hail Mary.
Yeah, just to follow right behind me, Kathy. After I do it, then you just fall right in and do it, too.
Okay.
That'd be good. All right. So, as always, we like to invite the entire world that's listening out there, and we know they are because every time we check, they're out there listening. As many as 130 countries we've counted and probably more. So what we ask everyone to do around the world is join with me in a Hail Mary. I know it's not much, but if all these voices are saying it together around the world in one unison voice, it floats up to heaven, and hopefully heaven will smile. So Donald can mute everybody except Kathy and me, and we'll invite the world to join in. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu Mariaibus, benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
I love it. Yeah.
Oh, I do too. Right. I love it. And so, good night. And tomorrow night, same bat time, same bat station for the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson. Good night, everybody.
Thanks.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Johnny Cash came out with I Walk the Line in 1956, and that was the year that I was born, 1956. And so I've been walking his line, our Lord's line, thanks to my mother and our holy Catholic Church. Good night, everybody.